Welcome to our Thursday night meditation on our sponsoring master. We are going to now give an opening invocation. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now to the heart of God and the great central sun. Beloved Alpha and Omega, beloved Helios and Vesta, we call now to the heart of the Divine Mother, through the heart of Magda, we call to the Christ, presence of each one, focus through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We call now the seven archangels, the seven beloved Chohans of the rays, for the rainbow rays of protection around us, around our home, around our affairs, our family, our loved ones, around our nation and our planet, around every unborn child. We call now the beloved Maximus, beloved Zarathustra, beloved Mighty Victory and Mighty Cosmos to send forth that light from fiery heights to assist us in this time of the dark night of the year for this planet. We ask now for our calls to be answered according to God's holy will. Not my will, but thine be done. Amen. We're going to now have our focus on the portrait of the Master. Please have the picture of the Master in front of you as your beloved guru and friend and mentor. In this time of change, we need that assistance more than ever. Well, we can let go of the doing and let God be the doer. And it's not an easy exchange necessarily for the human personality, but it's absolutely what is needed in this time. And so we're prepping for this as we have this figure eight flow relationship strengthened each week as we call it forth to not only be in this moment, but in all of the moments in between our day-to-day life. So the Master is your friend. The Master is your guide. The Master is your Savior. Let us put into the flame right now, into the gaze of the Master, all sense of separation, all sense of shame or unworthiness, all sense of disconnectedness, frustration, anxiety, fear, or doubt, all patterns of rebellion, ego control. All resentment at God on any and all levels. I'm going to place all that now into the flame and have that clean slate, that fresh start for this moment. We're looking at this time of great shift for Earth, where there is that clean slate for the planet as well, that twinkling of the eye that was prophesied in the Book of Revelation, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more crying. For the former things are passed away. And so for the moment, let all of these former things, even of this day, go into the flame. Let us have that moment of the New Jerusalem where God wipes away all tears from our eyes. Please wiggle your big right toe. Wiggle your left thumb. Wiggle your nose. Wiggle your heart. Looking straight into the eyes of the Master. From that place of the heart, let us say together, I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 Feel your heart clinging to the Master. This practice of clinging was the practice of the ancient Kabbalists. Devakut and Tikkun, that clinging action. Feel it strengthening in your heart as the heart of the child who enters the kingdom, the consciousness of the Master, the heart of the Master. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 If anyone here has seen that animated movie, Curious George, there's a part in the movie where a little monkey clings to the legs of the man with the yellow hat. It's actually my son's favorite thing now, where he grabs onto the calf of the man as the man is walking down the street and basically hitching a ride on the man's foot. Little monkey with the childlike face, and the inner child in each of us having that sense of absolute devotion, absolute contentment, absolute clinging to the Master, just like Curious George, grabbing onto that Master's calf, or as high as we can reach, without any sense of shame or reprobation that somehow this is not grown up enough, not serious enough, not sophisticated enough. We have that vision of that clinging once again from the heart, the heart of the Master. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 So the Master is up and doing, and the Master is going from place to place with great rapidity and energy. Moria has said he moves from place to place on this beautiful steed. And they certainly have much to do. In fact, Moria has said that sometimes he can barely keep his turban on. He's going so fast from place to place. So we know that the Masters are very busy and that they have lots of things to do. And we know it is our responsibility to draw nigh to them because we have the free will to do so. And if we do so, if we dedicate ourselves to our sponsoring master, do good works in his name, with that clinging action of the little child, of the little curious George, the master, as Ledbetter says, is even forced to take us on. So the master has actually chosen us, even before we have chosen the master. So it's really a figure eight flow. And so we cling to the master and his or her coming and goings. And we dedicate ourselves to the way that we can help. What we're trying to do here is shift the consciousness into thinking. How can I assist the master's plan? Because I'm worthy to be a part of that plan. Rather than, how does the master fit into my plan of what I should be doing and thinking and feeling and having and becoming. I better said it's important to understand when you're having that relationship with the master, developing that relationship, that little by little you become one in the center of the master's circle. You don't place the master in the center of your circle. You move into the center of the master's circle. You integrate with the master. And there's a leap of faith, there's a bond of trust that needs to be strengthened for that to take place. Moving from our small little aquarium to the big sea of the master's consciousness, trusting that we won't be swallowed up by a whale. Unless it's God's will, for time and half the time. And so, once again, we're looking in the eyes of the Master. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 See those walls of separateness that you have erected for many lifetimes melt. See them start to melt in the violet flame and the white sacred fire. It's almost like if you take one of those hot dryers and start to see the paint peeling off the wall, and then pretty soon the entire wall begins to collapse. And melt down until it is no more. So as we look at these master's eyes, let us see those walls of separation, of separate identity, separate consciousness, separate purpose, separate wanting, separate fear, separate concern, now beginning to melt. And name of Almighty God, we call now to the violet flame angels, beloved Zachiel, Holy Amethyst, we call now to the seraphim, beloved Justinius, captain of seraphic bands, to assist us now in this action. We call now for the melting of the walls of separation, the walls of egotism, the walls of shame and pride. Give the mantra again together with looking in the Master's eyes. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 Last night I remembered a fragment of a dream on inner levels where I was being told about the shift coming, and it was being explained as for some it will be as a death, and for others it will be as a sleep. We go into sleep and wake up and we're in a different place, vibration, understanding. The shift has taken place and we wake up, and those for whom it is asleep, it's not a difficult shift. For those who are not in that place of where it is asleep, it is a difficult place. And what is apparent here now is that it's really about the compartments of our consciousness, the parts of our consciousness that are clinging to the Master as that little child, the parts of consciousness that say, I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I'll be asleep in the arms of Christ. And those parts of self that are separate and cannot make that childlike clinging will not be able to enter in, and there will be that dying off. So the more of our consciousness and identity that can be in that clinging place, in that oneness place, in that place of togetherness, where we are truly the Master's offspring, one body, one blood, one emanation, will be a very gentle and refreshing shift. And for the parts of us that are recalcitrant and kicking against the pricks and seeking to have that separate sense of identity, those parts will be as a death. So we see these walls melting in the love of the Master. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 If the dweller says, well, you've left him, you've left her many times, what makes you so sure you won't leave him or her? This you say, God rebuke you. It is in the trying, it is in the intent, it is in the setting of the sail that the alchemy and the grace of God flow through. That the shift is made. So we say again, I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 If you have any fear that you may not be fitting into the Master's plan, that there may not be very specific plan within the Master's plan for you, that you have to plan outside the Master, place that into the flame. Or if you think your plan might be better somehow, or allow you more freedom, perhaps the sense that there would be coercion under the Master's plan. Place that into the flame. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 And we hear the Master's response. And the Master's response is the decree. It is actually a decree to the resurrection. It is finished. Done with this episode and strife. I am made one with immortal life. Calmly I am resurrecting my spiritual energies from the great treasure house of immortal knowing. The days I knew with thee, O Father, before the world was. The days of triumph when all of the thoughts of thy being soared over the ageless hills of cosmic memory. Come again as I meditate upon thee. Each day, as I call forth thy memories from the scroll of immortal love, I am thrilled anew. Patterns wondrous to behold enthrall me with the wisdom of thy creative scheme. So fearfully and wonderfully am I made that none can mar thy design. None can despoil the beauty of thy holiness. None can discourage the beating of my heart and almost wild anticipation of thy fullness made manifest within me. O great and glorious Father, how shall a tiny bird created in hierarchical bliss elude thy compassionate attention? I am of greater value than many birds, and therefore do I know that thy loving thoughts reach out to me each day to console me in seeming aloneness, to raise my courage, elevate my concepts, exalt my character, flood my being with virtue and power. Sustain thy cup of life flowing over within me, and abide within me forever in the nearness of thy heavenly presence. I cannot fail, because I am thyself in action everywhere. I ride with thee upon the mantle of the clouds. I walk with thee upon the waves and crests of water's abundance. I move with thee in the undulations of thy currents, passing over the thousands of hills composing earth's crust. I am alive with thee in each bush, flower, and blade of grass. All nature sings in thee and me, for we are one. I am alive in the hearts of the downtrodden, raising them up. I am the law exacting the truth of being in the hearts of the proud, debasing the human creation therein, and spurring the search for thy reality. I am all things of bliss to all people of peace. I am the full facility of divine grace, the spirit of holiness releasing all hearts from bondage into unity. It is finished. Thy perfect creation is within me. Immortally lovely, it cannot be denied the blessedness of being. Like unto thyself, it abides in the house of reality. Nevermore to go out into profanity. It knows only the wonders of purity and victory. Yet there stirs within this immortal fire a consummate pattern of mercy and compassion, seeking to save forever that which is lost, through wandering away from the beauty of reality and truth. I am the living Christ in action evermore. It is finished. Death and human concepts have no power in my world. I am sealed by God's design. With the fullness of that Christ love that overcomes, transcends, and frees the world by the power of the 3x3, until all the world is God victorious, ascended in the light and free. It is finished. Completeness is the allness of God. Day unto day an increase of strength, devotion, life, beauty, and holiness occurs within me. Released from the fairest flower of my being, the Christ-consecrated rose of Sharon unfolding its petals within my heart. My heart is the heart of God. My heart is the heart of the world. My heart is the heart of Christ in healing action. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. When with the voice of immortal love I too shall say, it is finished. Looking into the eyes of the Master, let us say now together, O God, you are so magnificent. 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 I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. And now we visualize the tripartite light rising on the spinal shaft. Blue, yellow, pink. Shishumna, Pingala, Ida energy moving up. Up, up, from the base of the spine to the crown chakra, passing through the heart. And now, in the name of our mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, we call forth the soul. O soul of light, rise now on this shaft of Mother Light, on this shaft of spinal energies. Rise now to the secret chamber of the heart where your bridegroom awaits. And visualize that six-pointed Star of David in the heart, its crystalline interlaced triangles. This is the doorway, the open door which no man can shut. The open door which no man can shut. The open door which no man can shut. God has placed himself in our heart. This is something no one can take from us or add to. It is our gift. God has been with us through all of these times and lives and experiences. And God has not left us. And we see now the soul and the Holy Christ Self moving from the heart chakra to the secret chamber of the heart, where the threefold flame is blazing now, blazing upon the altar of the heart, blazing, blazing, blazing. And we see the soul now with the bridegroom kneeling in adoration before the flame in the heart. And once again, we say with her, and we see her saying to the threefold flame, I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 And the sponsoring master explains that this is the key to our reality. This is the key to the time that is upon us. This is the key to the clinging Devakut. In all of these lifetimes, in all of these ups and downs, in all of these different challenges and opportunities, God has not left us. God has not left us. God has not left us. And now in this time, the figure eight full, we say to our Lord, I will not leave thee. And as we of our own free will return that love and that constancy and that loyalty, that dedication and that earnestness from our own lesser state of the below to the above. We find this great multiplication and magnification of the flame within the heart, and we understand that this is actually the alchemy for the passing through of the eye of the needle. Not only for ourselves, but for great multitudes, as we are all energy connected. For each soul who elects to be one with her God, the entire body of God upon earth is raised up one more notch. And it impacts untold numbers of people in untold numbers of ways at inner levels. They are strengthened. They are inspired once again. They feel comforted. This through our own threefold flame. Have the power to strengthen others, the wisdom to inspire others, the love to comfort others. It's not coming from our human personality as the doer. It's coming from our human personality and our soul, loving God enough within our own heart that our heart can send forth that alchemy, send forth that radiation, send forth that magnification. All we have to do is be humble and childlike and sincere and earnest. Keep our vision in the right direction, which is inward, onto that threefold flame in the heart. So we see the soul and the Christ self once again. Singing as it were an anthem, the threefold flame. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. 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 And now in the secret chamber of the heart, in the Holy of Holies, we see now approaching, descending, our beloved Zarathustra, as the keeper of the flame, coming forth to tend that flame. And we see him now . His white garment is so reflecting of that threefold flame substance that it looks like it has those rainbow hues. Looks made of rainbow light. And he has this instrument in his hands and like a gold wand or taper, and he places it above the yellow plume. We feel our yellow plume coming into balance. And he places it over the blue plume. We see our blue plume coming into balance. And he places it over the pink plume. We see the pink plume coming into balance. For he is the great adoring one of the flame within our heart. And in honor of him, let us give now his call. Almighty faithful flame of life, thou gift of God so pure, take my thoughts and energy and make them all secure. Under bond of brotherhood and understanding fair, send me forth unto my soul the gift of holy prayer. Communication strands of love, how they woo by heaven's law. A tender blessing for the good, releasing holy awe. That draws me to the throne of grace, to now behold thy sacred face. Without fear dispense arrive the passions of pure God delight, which sets me free from all that's been the sinful nature of all men. Christ, raise me to self-mastery, living passions of the free. Determination now arise and lift me ever to the skies. I am, I am, I am enfolding. As the God command, amen, that shatters human pall. I am, I am, I am the free, no bondage holds me back. I am the fullness of love's law, supplying every lack. And consecration in full measure is my will and God's own pleasure. Saint Germain, Jesus dear, hold my hand with Moria here. And let the love of Mary then be the wings to raise all men until they all unite in love. To serve that purpose from above that comes to earth at any hour, responding to the call of power. Send thy shining wisdom then that is God's love expanded for all men. We see now the soul and the Holy Christ self rising on that flame invoked through the word, up, 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 into the that area over the sagittal bridge, rainbow bridge behind the head that weaves its way behind the head as a rainbow light up, up, up to that buddhic top knot above the crown chakra. And now we see the soul and the bridegroom rising up into the spheres of the causal body. Rising up through the rainbow spheres of light. Swept up in the garment of Sarathustra. Now. O mighty threefold flame of life, thou gift of God so pure, take my thoughts and energy and make them all secure. Under bond of brotherhood and understanding fair, send me forth into my soul the gift of holy prayer, communications, strands of love, how they woo by heaven's law, a tender blessing for the good, releasing holy awe, that draws me near the throne of grace, and now behold thy sacred face, and without fear dispense arise the passions of pure God delight, which sets me free from all that's been the sinful nature of all men. Christ raised me to self-mastery, the living passions of the free, determination now arise and lift me ever to the skies. I am, I am, I am, enfolding life and being all with the God command all men that shatters human pall. I am, I am, the free no bondage holds me back. I am the fullness of love's law, supplying every lack and consecration in full measure is my gift and God's own pleasure. Saint Germain and Jesus, dear, hold my hand with Moria's here and let the love of Mary then be the wings to raise all men until they all unite in love to serve that purpose from above that comes earth at every hour responding to the call of power. Send thy shining wisdom and then that is God's love expanded for all men. We see now the heart of the I Am that I Am as the white light, as the throne of God, and we see around the throne of God our beloved Mother Mary, our beloved Saint Germain, our beloved Jesus and El Moria. Our causal body is one with the causal body of Zarathustra. We are one in his body. And these masters now are around that throne of grace, around the throne of the I Am that I Am. We're at that level of the I Am presence, we are one. We see the soul in Christ self kneeling in adoration. The heart of the I Am that I Am. Our own I Am presence. And the I Am presence within each of these masters. Within our sponsoring master. The entire body of God. In heaven. In adoration to the I Am, we give the call one more time. Almighty threefold flame of life, thou gift of God so pure, take my thoughts and energy and make them all secure. Under bond of brotherhood and understanding fair, send thee forth unto my soul the gift of holy prayer, communication, strands of love, how they woo by heaven's law, a tender blessing for the good, releasing holy awe, that draws me near the throne of grace, to now behold thy sacred face, and without fear dispense aride the passions of pure God delight, which shifts me free from all that's been the sinful nature of all men. Christ raised me to self-mastery. Living passion of the free. Determination now arise and lift me ever to the skies. I am, enfolding life and being all with a God command, amen, that shatters human pull. I am the free, no bondage holds me back. I am the fullness of love's law, supplying every lack. And consecration in full measure is my will and God's own pleasure. Major me in Jesus' dear, hold my hand with Moria's here, and let the love of Mary then be the wings to raise all men until they all unite in love. Serve that purpose from above that comes to earth at every hour, responding to the call of power. Send thy shining radiance then, that is God's love, expanded for all men. Now we see as a shooting star this shining wisdom, this power of God, the love of God shooting down into the earth from that heart of our Almighty High and Presence, as a shooting star descending into the earth, into the lower planes. Communication strands of love. And the soul is wooed by this love. And we see the soul bathed in this love. Cleansed and comforted and purified. This love is our own God reality. And the I Am Presence reaches out and touches the soul. Healing touch. Touch of comfort. A touch of empowerment through God determination. A victory. Now we see the soul and the Christ self gently descending. Gently descending through the spheres of light. And that heart is filled with light. Back to that secret chamber. The energies radiate forth to all of the chakras. Oh God, you are so magnificent. Oh God, you are so magnificent. Oh God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, oh my Lord. I will not leave thee, oh my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. O God, you are so magnificent. O God, you are so magnificent. Oh God, you are so magnificent. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. I will not leave thee, O my Lord. And we we see the sponsoring master now raising his arms like the high priest in the Jewish tradition. Temple in the wilderness. And we feel that light of the Master blessing us for that time of marriage that is to come. And the Master leaves us with this thought form. Curious George, clinging to the leg of the man with the yellow hat. God bless you and good night.
Night.